Well, one of the crucial aspects of the Universal Declaration is a call for efforts to make sure that the rights described in words actually become law or become applicable. That's to be done by what are called enabling conventions, conventions that the United Nations will propose and that states will accept that implement particular aspects of the Universal Declaration. And there's a long series of these enabling conventions. For example, there's a convention on rights of the child, 1989, which was accepted by most countries, not all, however. It was rejected by the United States and Somalia alone. There's an international covenant on civil and political rights. That was technically ratified by the United States, but with reservations. There was a reservation to Article 7, which states that no one shall be subject to torture or to cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment. The reason why the U.S. refused to accept that part is that conditions in U.S. prisons and other practices like the death penalty are even for children. The U.S. is virtually alone in allowing juveniles to be executed. I mean, Iran and Saudi Arabia and Pakistan do also. And U.S. prison practices have repeatedly been condemned, including by Human Rights Watch, as in violation of this article, and indeed in violation of Article 5 of the Universal Declaration, which prescribes cruel, inhuman, degrading punishment. Long studies by Human Rights Watch in this, so you'll have to look far to find them, I mean, unless you subscribe to Human Rights Watch publications.